MasterRadio.fm has compressed thousands of podcasts and all of our radio shows into the ultimate internet marketer's knowledge base. Introducing the new WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, absolutely free and now available for iPhone and Android users. Listen to our live broadcasts at the push of a button or access our complete archive of shows, past and present, like SEO 101, Affiliate Buzz, The Shoe Money Show, The Daily Search Cast, and so much more. Download it now from the iTunes Store or the Google Play Store today.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Discover the best practices for tracking and targeting mobile marketing. Our hosts will take you inside the latest trends in mobile technology and help you make the most out of the mobile web. Learn about the latest strategies and trends in the world of mobile, web development, search, email marketing, text message marketing, and more. Leverage your mobile presence today. Now, prepare to get mobilized.
Hello, and welcome to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. I am Joe Walczak from Skywire Media.
And I'm Kim Dushinsky, author of the Mobile Marketing Handbook.
So welcome, everyone, to our Still Drinking Eggnog show here, the day after Christmas.
I love that, yes. Putting all the paper away and piles of stuff and don't really want to be back in the work yet and all that good stuff.
That's right. Taking down the Christmas tree.
Oh, I never do that till after New Year's. I like to still have it up a little bit because that's why we put a fake tree up, because we put it up at Thanksgiving, right after Thanksgiving, and leave it up through New Year's.
Leave it up. We have ourselves a real Christmas tree this year.
Ooh.
And we're trying to see how long that lasts. Hopefully it'll make it till Christmas time before all the needles fall off it.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be like, today is like your vacuuming up day and headed out. Yep.
Exactly. But so we want to talk today a little bit about the future of mobile and where are things, what's going to happen with these smartphones that we have. We want to talk a little bit about that today, smartphones and tablets and where are they headed?
Yeah, this is pretty cool stuff. Let me just take a quick second and say thank you to Skywire Media for being our sponsor, and also to remind everyone to like our Facebook page and continue discussions over there at facebook.com/mobilepresence. So we're really enjoying getting to have a little extra discussion time and in-between time discussions and the polls over there. So jump on over.
Yeah, that's been really nice getting some likes and getting some little bit of feedback from folks over there.
Right, it's like putting a little bit of a face on the audience instead of us just, you know, doing it blank. It's kind of nice to know who's out there listening.
Exactly, and that people are listening. That's nice to know too.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That's great.
But yeah, we have some interesting thoughts this week on or discussion on where what's going to come after the smartphone. What's next for us?
You know, it seems really weird. Like when you say that, even out loud, I sort of get a little bit of a like shiver up my spine, as if my smartphone's going to go away or something. Like I'm not going to have it, and then what would I do? And because it's so wrapped up and intertwined in my life, and I think the big key is that it's not going away. It's going to integrate even more.
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to become even more intertwined into your life. Control all aspects of it.
And you know, before we dive in on this too, I'm having a little bit of a flashback to I think it was around 2003 when I was in the book marketing industry. We went to the big trade show Book Expo America, and it was when Sony tried to introduce the e-readers for the first time. And it was so funny because it was like the whole, you know, show was laughing about nobody wants to read books on a device. They all want paper. This is not going to happen. This is crazy. And the e-reader, you know, pavilion or whatever was like crickets playing over there. There was nothing. And it's kind of funny that, so it's almost like, I feel like we're a little bit in that mode with some of this stuff we're going to talk about today. Like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Just craziness. And then pretty soon, okay, everybody's got one.
Yeah. It'll become the must have item, for technology that everybody's got to get.
Right. Right.
But I wonder about that e-reader. So it kind of, I guess you'd say it wasn't just strictly an e-reader that kind of brought about all the change. It was the tablet.
Mm-hmm.
So the e-reader was integrated into, it was another app or it was another function of the tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the e-reader could have ever come around without the tablet?
Well, I sort of look at it as like a Kindle. Like if it was, the first Kindles that really were only e-readers. No, I don't think so. Like I don't think it would have worked if it was only the single use of an e-reader. No. Mm-mm. Do you?
Right. I don't think so. I think you needed the adoption of the tablet. And then everyone kind of gets used to that, and then they say, "Oh well, heck, I can read my books here too."
Mm-hmm.
And then plus what do they sell those books for? $99 a piece.
Yeah, the e-readers. I think $79, yeah. And there's some of the low end. Like if they have a sale or something, I think they may be as low as $59. But I think for the most part, right at the $75 to $100 range.
Right, and then you got someone like Apple. Kind of making that change happen. That was probably helpful for the e-reader folks too. Kind of pushing that adoption and providing that the iTunes infrastructure,
right,
to make that switch.
Yeah.
But so once we get rid of these smartphones, what's going to happen? What's next?
Well, there's some people that the whole Google Glasses, and that everything's going to be, put into a set of glasses, or even, there's some craziness talk of contact lenses with all of it in there. I don't know how you type into your contact lenses. That seems really bizarre to me. But
yeah, that'll be interesting. Now, so we've got the Google Glasses out there, and they came. When did they come out? Was it that 2011 that they first introduced those, or early 2012?
Yeah, I don't remember. It seems really recent to me, but
we've got the Google Glasses that came out, and those are set of glasses with a display on the lenses, so that you can see, see your web pages, read your text messages, everything. I guess that you can do on your smartphone, you can now do on your Google Glasses. And we've got Apple released Siri, and then there's Google Voice, where you can just talk to your phone and it will help you out with whatever it is you're looking to do, whether it's make a phone call or write a text message or perform an internet search.
Mm-hmm.
So is that how we're going to interface with these glasses? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, what you read about is, the idea that the glasses are up. I mean, it seems very futuristic, like you blink and sort of use your eyes to move things around, that you're seeing things. It's almost like having the internet in your glasses the whole time. One of the talks is that you at a party, you walk up to someone or networking event, and it does a facial recognition of the person you're talking to, and then blips their social media feed right into your glasses with their name. So I mean, it'd be good you wouldn't have to forget people's names, but
yeah, it would be a little weird. It might give you a few conversation topics too, if you could see some of their recent Facebook posts or Twitter posts or something like that, give you something to talk about, right?
Well, yeah, it's sort of like augmented reality in your eyeballs. It seems weird. I feel like I'm talking like the Jetsons or something. But
well,
I think
you bring up that piece about augmented reality, and I think if it were glasses that you were doing, I really like augmented reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it could be a real powerful marketing tool when used properly. Mm-hmm. But it's been kind of, you know, if you have to walk around with your phone out and, you know, you're just scanning all over the place, then, you know, maybe if you're seeing it through a set of glasses, it may be easier to, or more enjoyable anyways, to do something like that. Mm-hmm. With an app or something along those lines.
Well, you know, I kind of wonder, though, like I'm trying to imagine, you know, reading something in my glasses at the same time as I'm interacting in real life. I mean, I see it could be kind of distracting and, you know, dangerous in a way. Like, you know, you're walking down the street reading inside your glasses instead of watching where you're walking. I mean, it does seem very strange. And of course, there'll be, you know, don't wear your, you know, internet-enabled glasses while you're driving. And,
right,
you know, how will they be able to, like, tell if someone's reading the internet while they're driving or just has their regular glasses on?
Exactly. The person that's swerving all over the road will have the glasses on.
Yeah. And then, like, my daughter's in high school, and, you know, of course, they're not allowed to use their phones in class. But would they then say no glasses and no contact lenses because they might be internet-enabled or...
Exactly, and the people would be cheating on their tests and reading all, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? It's going to be...
Yeah. Oh, my... Yeah, this is like the Jetsons. I just want my robot made. That's what I want.
Yeah, that'll be nice. That'll be nice. It's a slippery slope here with all this technology. Mm-hmm. But I saw that they, you know, with... So we mentioned Siri before, mm-hmm. and then we have the Xbox Kinect, where it can, you know, kind of track your movements, so you can play games now without having to use a controller. Mm-hmm. So the Xbox Kinect will, you know, see your movements, and then, you know, so you can pretty much play in a game like that. So maybe that's another version of what's going to be happening with these glasses, is that, you know, rather than, you know, you say, maybe by blinking or moving your eyes, you'll be able to, you know, navigate rather than using the some kind of a touch interface.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think I'd get dizzy.
Yeah, yeah. I was just thinking, though, you know, from a medical standpoint, like think about like people who are, you know, Parkinson's, or their body has, you know, deteriorated, but their mind has not. I mean, this could be like wonderful for someone like that, who could then, you know, do a lot of things with just their eyes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it would open up a whole new world to those folks that are, you know, maybe you know, that are paralyzed, quadriplegic, or, you know, anybody that has a condition like that. This would
right.
kind of free them up to be able to do whatever they wanted to do at that point. That would be great for them.
Yeah,
it's quite amazing. But they had released a video for the Google Glasses when those first came out. You know, mm-hmm. kind of showed somebody roaming around town and, you know, doing all these different functions that the glasses are going to be able to do. I think they're calling their friends. It shows them where one of their friends is at a store close by, I think. And then the guy, I think he set up a date or something like that with his girlfriend. And then they came out with another spoof of that, where they showed the guy doing similar things, and then he's doing all these things on his phone, and then he ends up falling down the you know, several flights of stairs and all this stuff because he's distracted on the glasses trying to get everything set up.
Yeah, maybe there'll be a speed dial to 911 in there.
Exactly. Yeah, it will be interesting, but. Kim, let's go ahead and we'll take a quick break. Be back in just a moment.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
How much time do you spend on SEO research and competitor analysis? What if we told you that there was an easier, faster way? SearchMetrics SEO software propels you to top positions on search engines around the world with our unique global search, social, and competitive data in over 60 countries. Gain a competitive advantage today with SearchMetrics.com. That's SearchMetrics.com.
Radio's virtual Autobahn.
WebmasterRadio.fm, moving at the speed of light. WebmasterRadio.fm, we're everywhere.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Hello and welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. I'm Joe Walczak with Skywire Media.
And I'm Kim Dushinsky, author of the Mobile Marketing Handbook.
And Kim, so we've just been talking here about the end of the smartphone. Not that it's going to happen today or next year or even the year after that. But we've been kind of discussing some interesting technology that may be the replacement or the next big thing after the smartphone. Mm. And we're discussing the Google Glasses and... we've also got some interesting technology coming out of Belgium that are LCD screens in a contact lens.
Mm.
So they were able to pretty much create these contact lenses that are like the normal contact lens that people will wear for vision correction, and they're able to display images on there. And this kind of takes the whole Google Glasses to a whole new level, where you're able to just stick the contact lens in your eye, and you know, eventually I'm sure they'll be able to display images and probably hook that up via Bluetooth or some sort of communication like that to your phone or some other device.
So here I found here the list. You were talking about those online. This is pretty interesting, the kinds of things that you can do with them. So it says, on the road, providing turn-by-turn directions with unobtrusive coloration. So it kind of takes the GPS from, you know, the voice saying, you know, turn left here, recalculating, you know, to putting it in your glasses. So it'd be like an arrow, you know, turn here and that kind of thing. This one here, two stats hovering over the quarterback at a football game. So you could be watching a football game and see the stats, you know, over the players. Virtual name tags affixed to everyone's shirt at a business networking event. So that's back to the remembering everybody. Lyrics floating above the stage at a concert. Boy, that would bring the sing-along to the next level. And we would lose out on the whole thing of like not knowing the words to songs, you know.
Where you have to start mumbling.
That, I'll miss that. That's been fun. This is good too. Subtitles to a live conversation with the foreign speaker in front of you. So it's like subtitles for real life.
That'd be good at the UN.
Yes. Well, and would we even need to learn another language if everybody had these goggles? And then what are the ramifications for communicating, you know, does learning another language impact, you know, the way that you think and communicate with someone? Would it make it better or worse, the fact that you wouldn't have to translate? I don't know.
It's an interesting idea. I haven't really thought about that.
Yeah. Let's see. Voice-powered hands-free Google search, so you'd basically be able to search Google at any time. I wonder if there's like a blink per payment ads, like if they blink on an ad, if that's the same as clicking. And
We got a lot of research is going to have to go into this one.
The
one thing that I like is that that I think would be good on there is that so right now Google has an app called Goggles. Mm-hmm. And with that, you're supposed to be able to, you know, you take a picture of something, and then it'll search. So say you're visiting Washington, D.C., and you take a picture of the White House or the Washington Monument or something like that. It's supposed to recognize that and then, mm-hmm. you know, search the web and then give you some information on that.
Mm-hmm.
So if they could, you know, you tie something like that into the goggles, into the glasses, and then you got a real powerful tool there, just not only for getting more information, but for advertisers and marketers there. You can put things out on the street that will, you know, get picked up by the glasses maybe, and they can show ads or show video or show you where to buy something or
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of opportunities there.
Boy, you know, that really, it brings mobile marketing to the whole nother level. You know, we were talking, you know, last week about how it's so, or, you know, a couple weeks ago about how it's so important that businesses really understand that mobile's not optional for them. And, mm-hmm. you know, because everyone's doing it. I mean, imagine this, you know, you've got how many, you know, wonder what the adoption rate will be on these glasses. But imagine, you know, everybody's walking around with all this augmented reality stuff happening and you're the one, you know, dark business, if you will. There's nothing posted, nothing happening, and, you know, like, wow. And if somebody's not paying attention, they wouldn't even notice. They wouldn't even know. Like, there's this whole other layer happening.
Exactly. Yeah. Can you imagine how annoying that would be, though? You know, I do my best to not watch TV commercials anymore uh-huh. with mm-hmm. by using my DVR. But I can't imagine, you know, I'm sure there will be ways to turn that off, but you go walking down the city streets one day, and you just
right.
get your glasses are picking up different things, and you're getting bombarded by ads as you walk down the street.
Yeah, I wonder if there'll be, you know, some kickback of people. You know, I'm going offline. I'm not wearing the glasses. I'm not doing this. And you know, or maybe like towns where like their glasses aren't allowed or no augmented reality here. like you're free from.
That's right. I'm going off the grid. I'm going.
Right.
I'm leaving the Matrix. It'll be something like that.
Well, yeah, that's, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Some very interesting ideas here.
Really amazing. Yeah. Yeah, we better have a little more eggnog, I think.
Exactly. A little bit more eggnog while we can still get it with these with all this technology taking over. It's some pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah.
And then I wonder, here in Nevada, we've got the driverless cars are legal.
Oh, so really?
Google's creating the driverless car. I have not seen any here in town. I imagine they're out in the desert or something like that, driving around. Yeah, they're legal here. So maybe we can, you know, with a combination of that driverless car and your
right.
Google Glasses, then maybe they're going to release two of those together, so you don't have to worry about people messing around on their Google Glasses while they're driving, because the car's going to be driving itself.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. We can stop worrying about this.
Exactly.
Stop worrying about this.
Yeah, it's not. It won't be a concern anymore. But let's go ahead and we'll take another quick break here, and we'll be back with Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Rise, links, and web indexes. Take a bow to the largest link map in the world. Majestic SEO. Majestic SEO wields its virtual sword with speed and accuracy to deliver detailed reports of your company's link data and that of your competition. Let Majestic SEO make you your own king of internet marketers and join the crusade of clients and agencies that have chosen the noble choice for link intelligence. MajesticSEO.com. Maximize ROI to use your time and let Majestic wield its mighty sword. MajesticSEO.com. It's good to be king.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
WebmasterRadio.fm. Welcome to the place your competitors get their edge. Jump on it. We're here for you 24/7.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Hello and welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. I'm Joe Walczak with Skywire Media.
And I'm Kim Duszynski with the Mobile Marketing Handbook. And I'm just thinking we're like the seriously like doing the Jetsons episode here of talking about the future. And it's our still drinking eggnog.
That's right. I've got Rosie just rolled into my office here. She's about to do some vacuuming.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous.
That's right. We've got robots over here at Skywire Media.
I'm coming over there. That sounds great.
Exactly. Not too bad, huh? But we've been talking about some of these crazy Looney Tune technologies that are coming out, like the Google Glasses and some of that technology that's going to go along with that. And I actually came across some illustrations for the patents for Apple has a patent for a hands-free display or something along the lines of the Google Glasses. And then we have Microsoft also has a patent for some hands-free display. And then, of course, the Google Glasses. And then we also have another technology, another competitor out there, and I believe you would pronounce this Vuzix.
Mm-hmm.
Which they have smart glasses. They've got the Vuzix Smart Glasses M100. And this one actually links up via Bluetooth to your iPhone or your Android phone. And this may be the first, it looks like this is going to be the first display like this that's going to be out on the market.
Mm.
And they're talking that they're going to have this at the CES show this year, so the Consumer Electronics Show that comes to Las Vegas in January. And then they're talking about having them for sale in the middle of 2013.
Wow, that's like 6 months away or something. That's pretty quick.
Exactly, yeah, that's coming up real quick. And I'll be going to the CES show this year.
Awesome.
So I'm going to have to track these things down and see see what they're all about.
Exactly. Try them out and give us a report.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Now, the thing that bothers me is that they look like they look real similar to a Bluetooth headset.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot stand those things. They just, I know they're probably very convenient, but I just, I have a problem. I have a problem with them. I don't know how I feel about the look of these things.
Mm-hmm.
That's my big problem, but it looks like they have some great technology. The actual headset itself runs on, it has a processor running, Android 4.0, which is the ice cream sandwich version. And then you can download apps directly to the headset to add on additional functions to it.
So there's a whole nother layer of development. Businesses have to, you know, be thinking about when they're doing app development now, it'll have to be a whole nother version for the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez. And then there'll be all the lawsuits, you know, the patent lawsuits on who came up with it first. You know, like we have the Samsung Apple thing now. I mean, this will be the, you know, the future of that.
Yes. Yeah. They were fighting over who patented the rectangle. A rectangle with rounded edges.
I know. Oh, geez.
But yeah, it's going to be very interesting because we do, I'm sure Google has patents, but you know, the two that I saw while getting ready for this episode here was the Apple patent and the Microsoft patent. And then I've got to imagine that Vuzix has one and Google has one, and get ready for the lawyers are getting primed. They're ready.
Yes. Yes, exactly. If only we could buy stock in lawyers, we have a little time capsule here. We already know what the lawsuits will be.
Either that or start steering your daughter down the path of going to law school.
Exactly.
Intellectual
patent
property,
law.
Patent law, and then you'll be able to retire.
Absolutely. There we go.
But we've got quite a few different technologies coming out here. You know, especially with this Vuzix one coming out in the middle of next year, I guess it's going to be here sooner than we had anticipated.
Yes. Well, when you go to CES and you give us a report, we will we'll anxiously be awaiting that to see if we should save up to get one.
Exactly. So I'm looking forward to going to that, and I'll definitely come back with some news on what's new and exciting out there in the world of mobile technology. But I think we're just about out of time here.
Yep.
So I just want to remind everyone to check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/mobilepresence. We're going to I'm sure we'll have another poll up there very soon. And if you have any comments on this technology we discussed, all these crazy glasses that are going to be coming out and where you see that going, feel free to share your thoughts on there. And you can get a hold of me at Skywire Media or facebook.com/SkywireMedia. And Kim, where can everyone get a hold of you?
Well, the best thing is probably look me up on any social media. I'm Kim Dushinsky pretty much everywhere. KimDushinski. And thanks again to Skywire Media for being our sponsor.
It's our pleasure. This has been Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. We'll see you next week.
Next year.
Next year. My goodness.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.